Everyone, welcome back to Healthcare Lead Generation. We are speaking with Leah Chatham of Solution Reach, which helps medical practices improve the patient-provider relationship. They can be found at solutionreach.com. Now, in part one, we talk about when should you outsource your public relations and how do you choose the best person for that? Now, we're entering part two, and we're going to talk about how to position your company as a thought leader. Obviously, that's a huge part of public relations. Leah, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us again. And this is such a big topic. This is something I do a lot of work with people, and it's something you hear about everywhere. You know, is how do you become a thought leader? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Jennifer. And this is something I also do a lot of work around. This is a big piece of what I do. And it's a really can be a really challenging piece as well, because obviously, everybody has their regular job, right? Everybody has their regular 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. And when you're trying to position your company and your executives or other folks on your team as thought leaders, that can be kind of challenging, because while you want to have that presence in the industry, people are busy. So,
yeah.
You know,
ideally they're busy. That's a good company.
Right. That's a good problem to have. Exactly. So, it is important to think about all the ways you can position your company as a thought leader. And so you have all these pieces around content marketing where you may be developing checklists and guides and webinars and videos and doing all of those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And those are great. It's a great way to kind of bring people into your funnel and generate awareness. But there still is a piece where you have to find a way to get some real people, because people out who, you know, the people who are looking for solutions are people, and they prefer to connect with other people. So it's wonderful to have all that content that people can download and look for. But the reality is that generally there's something sort of important and valuable about reading articles written by real people, or listening to podcasts with real people, or, you know, just anything that allows you to feel like this is a real person who's actually talking about this topic, who knows about this topic and is sharing their insights with me. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of is the piece that can be challenging, because people have their own jobs and you're trying to ask them to do something else.
Well, and I think one thing you bring up there is, you know, it is about content, but I think when we talk about thought leadership, it really is about a person's experience and what they've seen and what they know about it. I mean, healthcare in particular has so many different aspects. Sometimes you just can't know all the different issues going on, even if you've been like working in hospitals or as a vendor for decades. And
yeah,
so
it is really important. I mean, I think whether it's customers or executives, it is that people like to hear real experiences, or they like to hear real thoughts about what someone's perception is of a certain issue.
Yeah. So it's, I think that's such a key thing that you just said about real thoughts, meaning somebody who's actually looked at this and has a vision of what would help it. Even if it's just a tiny piece of the puzzle, I think that is so much more interesting for people than just kind of rehashing what they already know about the way it's being done currently. And it's harder to find than you think.
Yes, absolutely. And there are some things that I've learned over my many years of doing this. And that is that you may start with a very long list of all the people in your company or all the customers who you think might be good for this. Mm-hmm. But you're going to probably end up with a fairly small pool of people ultimately who will be able to do this with you. So because you have to choose people who really are ready and kind of invested and say, yes, absolutely. If you call me and say, hey, can you be available for an interview tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I am willing to make my schedule work for that. And they have to be people who are willing to potentially be coached or trained, people who are going to feel comfortable in some kind of setting like that, where they may be speaking at an event or doing an interview. So there's some things that there may be 20 people who you think are going to be potentially good, but you're going to end up with 3.
Well, and that's if you're lucky, because in fact, this is something.
Lucky, yeah.
Yeah. So one thing I notice is that especially in healthcare IT companies, you know, the founders are usually from sales or they're from development. So you get these people who really love what they do and they're very tech focused. So, you know, in sales, that means they want to talk products and features. And on the developer side, they want to talk to you about every single part of the code or the API until, as a marketer, you know, you're just in the middle of it going, no, nobody wants to hear about that. Nobody. And to try to get that across to them.
It's terrible. And I have been in that situation where I've had somebody come in and they're supposed to be the expert and you get them going and you've done all this work and then you get them on a webinar or an interview. And I had one case where we did a webinar and the first 10 minutes was fine, but about 15 minutes, he just started sales pitching and demo and talking features. And we saw about half the people on the webinar drop off in the next 10 minutes. Was absolutely terrible. And it really, you really can put some proof points behind that. It is not what people want when they think they're getting really intelligent thought leadership.
Absolutely. I've seen people do that and they see everybody drop off. And at the end, they're still saying, oh, we got a lot of good feedback. Everybody loved it. And you're like, okay, live in that world. You know, I mean, it's amazing.
Honestly, you know, it's not even to say that there aren't times where that's appropriate. You know, I went back to that guy and said, okay, this is not the right fit for you. You know, there are other things we can do that are a better fit for you. And there may also be times where having your head of product, who's more an engineering focused person, get involved doing something that is much more engineering focused, or your HR person maybe gets involved with something that's really about, hey, thought leadership on recruiting or something like that. It really is. It's about being thoughtful about what is the opportunity, who is the person. You know, there may be opportunities to have a very salesy person, but those real thought leadership pieces that are about the things you're trying to talk about, really around the problems you solve, are not
absolutely
those opportunities.
No, I think that cannot be said enough. Cannot be said enough. Thank you so much for talking with us again. That brings us to the end of part two. For everyone who's listening, we're talking with Leah Chatham of Solution Reach, which helps medical practices improve the patient-provider relationship. They can be found at solutionreach.com. We've spoken with Leah in part one about when should you outsource your PR, and we were just talking with her about how to position your company as a thought leader. Please join us back for part three, and we will be talking about earned versus paid media. Leah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.